This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Grubhub expands its pact with Yelp this week. Does it finally mean cheaper food deliveries for the app ordering masses? The meal delivery app business gets a shakeup, but first, these tech headlines. Officials continue to sound the alarm this week amid the ongoing Facebook-Cambridge Analytica controversy. Facebook is confronting an intensifying crisis as political leaders in the U.S. and Europe call for inquiries into the tech giant's handling of user data, scrutiny that has sent the company's stock to its biggest decline in 4 years. As prospects of tighter regulation send the company's shares plunging, senior members of Congress are calling for either additional investigations or renewed steps to curb abuse in digital advertising. An Uber spokeswoman said the company is investigating an incident in which a self-driving car struck and killed a pedestrian in Tempe, Arizona, the first known fatality involving an autonomous vehicle. The journal writes how the fatality could stir regulators into action and damage the public perception of the young industry. Automakers and tech giants have braced for this inevitability, but contend that the tech will ultimately save thousands of lives by eliminating human error. And this week, the Wall Street Journal has invited three experts to discuss one very important issue. How secure is mobile banking? The consensus is that while the security risk of cyber attacks is generally low, consumer behavior on cell phones often is the weak link. Read more about just how vulnerable you're making yourself to cyber attacks when you mobile bank at WSJ.com. Coming up, the menu gets a tad more expansive for food app enthusiasts now that Grubhub and Yelp offer delivery from over 80,000 restaurants. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Feeling the heat from rivals like Uber Eats, DoorDash, and the like, Grubhub has just finalized a big move with Yelp to deliver meals from a lot more restaurants, over 80,000 more to be semi-exact. The $288 million acquisition of Yelp's Eat24 is finally in the bag. How will this impact the insanely popular meal delivery business and, more importantly, your app delivery needs? Joining us now with more from Los Angeles is Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is actually, this has been in motion for a while, but to catch listeners up, this completes a deal with Yelp's Eat24 that got started last August, correct?
Right, yeah. So this is kind of the second and final part of the partnership between Grubhub and Yelp. And what it's doing is it's putting all of the Grubhub delivery restaurants on Yelp so that people who go to Yelp to read restaurant reviews or find where they want to go eat will also find restaurants that deliver via Grubhub.
Well, the ultimate goal in this deal, or big one, is to tackle delivery fees, right? Anyone who uses these apps knows the pain of them. It stings for business owners as well. It's been a glaring issue that almost kills the convenience of delivery apps.
Yeah, I think that the ultimate goal here is, in addition to Grubhub just getting its brand and its service in front of more users, is that as they get more diners using them, they will be able to build up scale in different markets. And as they do that, they will have more efficiencies in terms of the routes that the delivery drivers go on, and that will eventually lower the fee to the consumer.
Right. Food delivery as an app service seems to have really gained popularity within recent years, and it's becoming kind of a crowded space. We all see it for ourselves, but do stats back this up?
Yes, there are a lot of delivery services out there now that have all sort of jumped into this area. There are the big ones. Grubhub is already the largest. There's DoorDash and Uber Eats, and then there are a lot of smaller regional players as well. And they're all racing to get bigger and to become sort of the dominant go-to for delivery. So it's a very crowded market. You know, there's likely to be some type of shakeout, either further consolidation in the space or maybe some smaller players that just can't, you know, make a profit will eventually drop off. But it's a very busy market right now because, like you said, the trend toward ordering in has really gained traction. People in general are eating more meals at home. Doesn't mean they're cooking, right, but they are wanting to eat at home instead of going out to eat. So this is really on trend with that.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, the other thing happening, we see it now when we go out to eat, that fast food offers delivery more and more. You know, a lot of food service startups are trying to hook in deals with chain restaurants these days. How are those prospects looking? Because those delivery fees are rather high. I'm wondering how that market is shaking down.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think, is the real hurdle, because the fast food chains are really attractive, I think, to these third-party delivery services, because once you sign up with a chain, you've now got hundreds, if not thousands, of restaurants. So you can really build scale quickly if you're working with a fast food operator. But at the same time, that whole delivery fee hurdle is even bigger for the fast food customer who, you know, is looking at a lower average ticket for their order and doesn't want to pay, you know, a $6 delivery fee on maybe a $5 order.
Right.
I think it's probably better for bigger orders when you've got a big group of people that you're ordering for. But some of those smaller orders in particular, you know, you can end up paying more in the delivery fee than the meal itself. So they have to really get that right if they want to be successful with a fast food customer.
Yeah, it's still early days. We'll see how it all goes. Julie Jargon, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.
Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Jargon has more on the Grubhub Yelp deal. You can head to WSJ.com for the latest. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.